WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares his new White House team, he is eyeing Tesla owner Elon Musk for a new job. ABC's Jonathan Carl explains.
Trump has talked about having the tech billionaire run a new Department of Government Efficiency, pledging to slash $2 trillion from the federal budget. Musk recently said implementing such major spending cuts, quote, necessarily involves some temporary hardship, but it will ensure long-term prosperity.
Sources tell ABC News that Special Counsel Jack Smith is also in talks with the Justice Department about ending both of the cases against Donald Trump. Germany's federal prosecutor's office has arrested an American citizen for allegedly spying for China. The suspect accused of contacting the Chinese government and offering to transmit sensitive information from the U.S. military. Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. With inflation getting back under control, the Fed's expected to cut interest rates further. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Sparta man faces homicide charges in connection with the drunk driving crash that killed a construction worker last week. 25-year-old Isaac Morales Jr. is accused of crashing into a piece of construction equipment after losing control of his car near Oakdale on November 1st. The crash killed the 35-year-old operator. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing nearly $9 million to help expand high-speed internet in Wisconsin. Funding for the project comes from the Community Connect program. Fiber optic cable will be added to resident homes and businesses in Barron, Burnett, and Washburn counties. And the Better Business Bureau says scammers have been threatening to expose people's supposed shady internet habits. A sextortion scam has crooks scaring people into sending money immediately by claiming to have access to your internet history. If you get one of these calls or emails, simply ignore it.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Fog and low clouds will get out of here this morning. It'll be mostly sunny by late morning with a high of 53. Today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 33. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. On Saturday, sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon with a high of 58. Hey, if you want to be crowned best barbecue in the neighborhood, get Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is amazing, made from Grandpa's original recipe in small batches. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM, 8:04 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, if you hear Deck the Halls, you have a chance to win a pair of Mannheim Steamroller text. And I heard Deck the Halls. That's now what's coming up next. Here's Tony Basil on Max FM. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 8:07 on Thursday morning. We hope everyone's having a great Thursday morning. Don't forget to have the Civic Media app ready to go sometime between now and 9 o'clock. You're going to hear Mannheim Steamrollers deck the halls. You have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Mannheim Steamroller live in person next Friday night, the 15th, at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Always a great show. We're going to have two winners this morning. So sometime between now and 9 o'clock, that's the only hint I'm giving, because you haven't heard it yet, right? And this isn't it either. It is more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Here is Dire Straits' Walk of Life on Max FM. Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dire Straits, Walk of Life, 8:11 on Thursday morning. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast because still a little bit chilly out there, but the sun is out. It is such a great sight to see. Today, sunny with a high of 54. Tonight, clear with a low of 34. On Friday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 57. On Saturday, we have a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. It's going to be partly sunny with a high of 55. On Sunday, rain is unfortunately likely, mostly cloudy with a high of 55. Looking ahead to next week, Veterans Day Monday, sunny, a high of 57. On Tuesday, we're talking sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Currently 40 degrees outside the Max FM studio. Emily, a beautiful sunny morning. It is just a great day to be out and about.
Yeah, I agree. I was actually just looking out the window and really appreciating how the sun is casting these nice glowy kind of vibes on some of the trees that still have some bright yellow leaves outside. So yeah, it's beautiful. I'm looking forward to taking my crazy puppy for a walk this morning and getting some of that fresh air in. Because you know how dogs, it's just like little kids, like when they get all kinds of fresh air in their face and kind of get the zoomies in and out, all of a sudden they really rest peacefully later. Like they kind of have that moment of like, oh, that was amazing. And then they'll just kind of go lay down and take a break. I remember when my kids were babies and toddlers, the more fresh air, the better. They would just sleep so well. So I think today is a good day for that for everybody.
Yeah, it is a great day for that. I'm definitely going to try to get our goofball out. He got to run around last night because finally, it wasn't raining. You know, it was a little wet out there, but I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to let him run around to get the zoomies out. He is the goofiest, almost five-year-old dog I've ever had with that much energy. Of course, as I say that, he is sleeping in the chair behind me, so at least he's not snoring.
So is mine. It's really weird. All of a sudden, he just like curled up and went down. I'm like, that's weird. What's to come? Maybe that's just like a power nap.
Probably. It's called the recharging. Get ready. Here it comes.
So, I mean, but power naps are awesome, yes. By the way. Like, I was never a good napper, even I guess the stories when I was a little, never a good napper. My mom said I would just get up and start, you know, walking around, and I wasn't having it. But as of late, I don't know if it's an age thing or just, you know, it's just about mentality. So if you can get in power naps anywhere between, you know, 10 and 25 minutes, it is incredibly recharging. So if you have, you know, a little bit of time rather than going and goofing around on your phone, put it down, put on some nice mellow music and just see even the closing of the eyes and putting the feet up. If you don't sleep, it's incredible how it recharges your mind and body. So
it does. I mean, that 10 to 20 minutes. You got to
do it.
I mean,
it's great.
Not at work, though. We're not proponents of sleeping on the job because that'll get you in trouble. And we don't want you seeing. I heard on the morning show I should be taking a nap at work. So,
Thank you for covering that. Sorry.
Yeah, just saying. Not that I would ever fall asleep at work. I've got a story about that, but that was funny.
I do too, actually.
All right, I'm going to just say it. Forget it. I'm going to come out and say it. Many, many, many years ago, I had been working, and it was I was day two of no sleep, and we had been doing an upgrade that went south, for lack of a better way of putting it. I am in the data center in a basement of a building, and I'm in a tall chair, and at some point, I just dozed off because I hadn't slept in basically 48 hours almost, and I'm tired. One of my coworkers walked in and scared the you-know-what out of me. Fell off that chair. I was sound asleep. I'm like, let me sleep, please.
Well, and I mean, that's the thing. I mean, there's some moments, depending on what industry you work in, that you are expected to kind of, you know, work some crazy hours in a short amount of time because there's something going on, right? But on a consistent basis, you know, you gotta be able to take care of yourself to do the good work, right? So normally, let's not work that many hours without sleep. And if you do, I think that's a power nap. That's when that kind of thing is essential. So I'm glad you didn't like fall out of your chair and wake up like face down on concrete, because that would be a rude awakening and I would not want that for you.
Yeah, it was just something. So those naps do help. So we do have a couple of quick, exciting things that we do need to talk about this morning, because as we had said before, if you missed it a little bit earlier, we have made the formal announcement that you and I are the morning show duo going forward. I'm going to continue to stay on mornings. So we will have formal news coming out about this. There's going to be a whole thing with this. And so it'll be announced out and about. But we wanted to be the first to tell our listeners before it came from the corporate level and all that stuff. We wanted everyone to know. So that's how Emily and I roll. And so that does mean pictures, Emily, just so you know.
I know. No, that's cool. I'm all about that. I'm about that for sure. But there's something fun that we're going to do, right, in terms of pictures?
There is. Yeah, so. And so you're going to have a chance to get a holiday Christmas card from Max FM. This is something that Jenna from our promotions department has been working on. She is such a cool individual. And we're going to be sending out Christmas cards. And we're going to explain how to do that more in depth. But what we're going to need is your address, because we're going to need to know how to send those to you. And so starting sometime in the near future, we will talk about this a lot more. We'll have you text in your address. We'll keep track of the addresses and let you know when we're sending those out. So what's going to happen is, I'm not going to give all the details on this, but Emily and I will.
Don't be a spoiler.
Yeah, Emily and I will be on the Christmas card. That's the only hint you get. And so that the new morning show duo will be on the Christmas card. So that's the only hint that you get. And so if you're going to want one of those Max FM Christmas cards, you're going to have to text us your address. So that's going to be the plan with that. Also, you will have a chance to meet Emily and myself in about 2 weeks. We're going to do our first live remote together. This is something that's
so much fun.
Been in the works, and honestly, we were going to be doing the live remote no matter what. Just didn't know back when this was scheduled that Emily was going to be joining us and that I was going to be the new permanent morning show host. And so we've been kind of waiting to make the announcement, but we're going to be doing a live remote. This is going to be on November 22nd. It's a Friday. It's going to be over at Back Road Baraboo Motors from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You have a chance to come over, take a test drive for a great cause. We'll be talking more about that next week. But you have a chance to come over and meet Emily and I. And we're going to be at Back Row Baraboo Motors from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So stop on over, see us. We want you to do that. We want to see you come over and say hi to us. We will hand you Max FM stickers. I've got those. I've got to remember to get those out. And so we will hook you up with Max FM stickers. We have a bunch of those that we had out at the fairgrounds from this year. So we will hook you up with those. You can get your picture taken with us. You can say hi. If you want Emily's autograph, you can get that as well, because, you know, she'll gladly autograph as well.
Sure. Oh, my gosh. I'm super excited. And we'll be able to put some more information out there for you to kind of take a note down if you did want to come and say hello. But we would love to see all of you out there. Anybody able to make it out there. We'll put, you know, the exact location and times out there on our Facebook. And of course, yep. You know, you'll be able to hear us talk about it again as it comes. But, you know, just in a few weeks here on the 22nd, we'll be out there. And please come and visit us. And those of you out there that don't know radio speak, which is probably most people, a live remote means essentially we are on the location of the business who wanted to work with us and host us for this, quote unquote, what a remote is, means that we're, you know, out of the studio somewhere else on location with a community business, hanging out, doing the radio live from that location. So it's really exciting. It's really fun. It's a change of pace and we're looking forward to it. And it's a way for us to be in the community for you to come hang out with us. So please do so. More to come on that.
Yes, yeah, so we're excited. So come out and see us. And that is something we're excited about doing. We've been holding off on putting out that information, and we are leaking it a little bit early, but that's how we roll. We both have big mouths. We admit it. And so we want everyone to know about that. So come out and meet us, say hi to us. We're looking forward to that. We'll get more information out there very soon about it, but we want to give everyone a heads up. So mark your calendars, November 22nd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come over and meet Dave and Emily, your morning show duo from Max FM. It feels so weird to say that, Emily.
Oh, it's so good. Come on. It's totally natural. It's like it's meant to be. It's just what it is.
It is. It really
yep,
is.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun. Speaking of fun, as a reminder, if you hear Deck the Halls by Manhattan Steamroller, you get a chance to win a pair of tickets. See them at Crystal Grand next Friday, November 15th, 8 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to Manheim Steamroller. Some of the best tickets ever, best show ever. Looking forward to that. I will be there, so you can say hi to me as well. Two pairs of tickets we're giving away sometime between now and 9 a.m. We hear Deck the Halls, text in. I heard Deck the Halls. We're going to have our promotions director pick winners at random this morning. You will be notified by text message sometime after 9 a.m. this morning, Emily. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Yesterday was National Stress Awareness Day, and we totally missed it. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
what a day for
stress
that.
Stress awareness. No, I don't feel like I mentioned it, but maybe it was in my own head. But who knows? Yeah, National Stress Awareness Day. It was a lot yesterday, so I was a little bit of a blur. But yeah, National Stress Awareness Day is just be kind to yourself. Be always thoughtful about, you know, the things that you're dealing with throughout your day. I oftentimes, and this is recent, but I kind of look back at my life and like, look at your whole day from the first moment you wake up to the moment in which you have a chance to kind of gather yourself and just think about all the things that you do over the course of the day. I mean, it's really quite amazing. So in that moment, you might feel kind of sped up, but when you kind of go over all the things you do, like take that moment to be like, dang, I did a really good job today. I did so much stuff. We're always on the go. That kind of lifestyle does create stress. And if you don't take a moment to kind of gather yourself, take the power nap, have some deep breaths, you know, take a walk, those kind of things. Like stress it really can affect you mentally and physically. So please be aware of that and know that there is, everyone's going through it. You know, everyone's having stress moments in their day for whatever reason. So be kind to each other, be kind to yourself, you know, do that positive self-talk and recognize that stress is very normal, but it also can be very harmful. So just be aware. And today is a day to kind of, you know, bring that awareness to the forefront of your mind. So don't bring stress to the forefront of your mind. No. Just be aware that it happens to all of us. And the best way to get through that is give yourself a pause and give yourself a moment and give yourself some thanks for all the things you do.
Well, and here's kind of an interesting take on that. A group called the International Stress Management Association came up with an easy way to remind us there's no point in stressing out over things you can't control, which for me is easier said than done. The theme that they're campaigning is to reduce stress and improve well-being. And if you're feeling really stressed, don't worry. Guess what? Elmo is here to help.
I know. I love that. So I don't know if everyone, you know, who still watches Sesame Street for one reason or another, but Elmo was a character introduced, I believe, in like the early 90s because he wasn't around when I was watching Sesame Street as a little. So he was like the newest kind of guy that was like going to be a permanent, you know, host, if you will, on Sesame Street. So the official Sesame Street socials are trending after their characters started posting encouraging messages for kids and adults this week. It's an obvious nod to the election, and people online are joking that it's just what they need. So Elmo said, and I'm not doing Elmo's voice because that's just outside of me. Right. Elmo loves you, and Elmo will remind you every day if you need him to. And one person replied yesterday and said, can I check in with you tomorrow? That's just so sweet. Like,
that is.
I don't know. Sesame Street brought me so much joy as a kid. I learned so much. I think it's a great program, and it looks like they're really kind of doing the work still.
Yeah, it is great. And then, of course, Bert said, if you're stressed, remember that your friends are here to comfort you. And then Ernie replied with, we will be there to make you smile, too.
Absolutely. I love Ernie and Bert. When I was a kid, it was Ernie and Bert were like me and my sister. We just identified with the characters. So just put that out there. Also, Cookie Monster wrote, it's okay to take a break today. And it's even better if it includes cookies. So I'm going to give that a large thumbs up. I was huge fan of Cookie Monster, and I still am. I mean, whatever. And then Big Bird is everyone's favorite gentle soul, said, be kind, be you, and be a good friend. So these characters are just making me smile right now. I'm literally sitting here
ear to ear,
thinking about these.
And Mr. Snuffleupagus wrote, whenever I feel overwhelmed, my mommy tells me to go outside, take a deep breath, and enjoy a moment in nature. And that is so important. Enjoy that moment in nature. And you've heard Emily and I talk so much about this. Take some time for yourselves. Enjoy those moments in nature. Those are just so important each and every day.
Absolutely. And the Sesame Street crew together, you know, says we all face moments when things feel overwhelming, and that's okay. Remember, you are not alone. And their follow-up post said, stop scrolling, take a deep breath, use the next few minutes to escape to a place where the air is sweet. So I love this because I was kind of, you know, hitting on some of this stuff earlier and yesterday as well. And I love reading through this and knowing that I was on the right path of advice with these wonderful characters and the crew at Sesame Street, because the humans behind that show probably are just as wonderful as the characters, because they're the ones that make it happen. So thank you, Sesame Street characters. We love you.
Yes. What a great day for that. So, all right, as a reminder, speaking of great days, if you hear Deck the Halls, make sure you text in. I heard Deck the Halls sometime between now and 9 a.m. Your chance to win. Emily, you'll be back with me right around 8:50 this morning for calendar days.
Looking forward to it, Dave.
We'll talk soon. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit at Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Fruit Farms, that's the one for.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Well, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, the Relish Tray Bistro and Speakeasy. They offer delicious small batch food homemade from family recipes, such as soups, salads, burgers, fish, and tacos. Stop at the Relish Tray in downtown Baraboo for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or order your favorite foods to go. Treat your sweet tooth to some of their amazing desserts. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Sun fell down. You kept it going.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Big with ya. More music mornings with Crowded House on Max FM. 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday morning. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today's big deal of the day, 50% off today only, $25 certificate to the Rose Tree Bistro and Speakeasy for just $12.50. The Rose Tree Bistro and Speakeasy is located right on the square in downtown Baraboo. They offer amazing small batch homemade recipes from soups and salads to tacos, burgers, fish, and even stunning desserts. The Friday night fish fries back with the salad bar. This is a limited time offer through today and today only. Shop local and say big, a $25 certificate for just $12.50 at MaxFMBigDeals.com. As a reminder, you need to purchase that before 11:59 today. Yeah, I just want to make sure everyone knows about that. It's a great deal for some great food. It is a great morning. As a reminder, when you hear Deck the Halls by Mannheim Steamroller, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Mannheim Steamroller at the Crystal Grand November 15th. Doors open at 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. It's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to that. So sometime between now and 9 o'clock, you're going to hear that song. I'm excited to give away tickets for a great show. It's a great morning after all. The sun is out, and we're loving that as well. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Happy hour at Lake City Social in Wisconsin Dells means half-price beer, wine, and cocktails. Order your favorite beverage at this delicious discount at the bar or lounge only, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m., and all day Sunday. Lake City Social is the place for tasty appetizers like stuffed mushrooms, cheese curds, and their signature duck bacon rangoons. Save $3 on every appetizer during happy hour at the bar or lounge. Lake City Social. Be social. Eat local. LakeCitySocialWI.com.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off in Baltimore tonight, where the Ravens play host to the Bengals in an AFC North battle. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Ravens are 6-3, while the Bengals are 4-5. Packers in their bye week and won't return to practice until next week. They'll take on the Bears in Chicago a week from Sunday. Edge rusher Preston Smith joined his new team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, on Wednesday. Smith was dealt by the Packers on Tuesday for a 7th-round draft pick, and he said he made the request to be traded. Marquette, Middleton, Germantown, and Hamilton all advancing to the semifinals of the WIAA Boys State Volleyball Tournament in Green Bay this afternoon. The girls begin their 3-day run at the Rest Center later today. A pair of 1-6 teams hook up at Fiserv Forum tonight as the Bucks host the Utah Jazz. The Bucks play 5 games in a 7-day stretch, and still no Chris Middleton, who's rehabbing from double ankle surgery in the offseason. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Fog and low clouds will get out of here this morning. It'll be mostly sunny by late morning with a high of 53. Today, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 33. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. On Saturday, sun in the morning, showers in the afternoon with a high of 58. Hey, if you want to be crowned best barbecue in the neighborhood, get Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is amazing, made from Grandpa's original recipe in small batches. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It's almost 8:40 on Thursday morning. Here is Prince on Max FM. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 842 with Billy Joel on Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Aim at your average teen. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Me 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum Hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant and Emily with you on the morning show. All right.
I'm going to take about Dave. I can't even cover it.
I know. I will tell you in just a second. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. I might be in trouble already in my first full day here. We'll take a quick look at the weather forecast today. Sunny with a high of 54. Tonight, it will be clear with a low of 34. On Friday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 57. Saturday, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 55. On Sunday, rain is likely, mostly cloudy with a high of 55. Looking at Veterans Day, Monday, sunny with a high of 57. We're looking at highs in the 60s next week. So it is going to be great next week. And yes, I am so excited about that weather forecast. So the reason that
even
I am laughing.
Sunny is good. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
You got it first.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, as the weather changes, those partly sunny days, the sun makes all the difference. Even if the temperature drops a bit, it still feels great outside, and it sure does a lot for the spirit to have that sun be shining. So, yeah, just even though we're coming into the colder months, that sun is going to make all the difference for us to have great days. So definitely appreciating that forecast. Thank you, Dave.
You betcha. So the reason I am actually laughing is we just heard Mannheim Steamroller deck the halls, and we had our little contest going on this morning, and I didn't tell anyone really when we're going to play this, and I got a message from one of our folks and said, LOL, a Christmas song already? Our whole office did a pivot and started staring at the phone playing the app, and I said, yes, we're having a ticket giveaway contest. So, yes, we are doing a contest this morning. No, we are not playing Christmas music already. We're just having some fun with our contest for Mannheim Steamroller. And what we're doing today is we're going to pick a winner from everybody that texted in this morning. So as a reminder, Mannheim Steamroller will be at the Crystal Grand on Friday, November 15th. Show's at 8, doors open at 7 o'clock. You get to hear great hits like Deck the Halls. And so if you want to hear more Mannheim Steamroller, that show is next Friday. There are still tickets available. Two people are going to wear a pair of tickets this morning. Our promotions person will be looking through all of our texts this morning. We had a lot of text messages this morning. So thank you to everyone.
You know what? And I got to say, thank you. Yeah, it's every time my phone buzzed with the message coming in, I like felt like I got a new friend. So it's just like so fun to see all this activity. So thank you all for being part of our contest, because we love to hear from you. So yeah, best of luck to you folks that texted in. Thanks for listening and, you know, paying attention to the directives about listening to for Deck the Halls. I know that's kind of a weird one. I got the same questions here. People in my house were like, are you guys playing Christmas music all the time now? I'm like, oh, no.
No, just this one song.
Keeping people on their toes. Yeah. That is a bit of a question, too. We're going to, 80s and 90s, but we'll filter in some holiday-ish music as we get closer. But we are not one of those that just rolls with it. Some of them are already doing that. And I'm saying it was just Halloween. Like, we got to just let's do Thanksgiving first. Right.
Right, you got to let the turkey have its day, so that is the other part of this. So, yeah, everyone that was listening, no, we're not playing any more Christmas music, just so we're all on the same page. We will sprinkle some Christmas music in December, so we're not playing any Christmas music. We're not going all Christmas or any of that. We're the 80s, 90s, and more, and so we are looking forward to that. So, and again, absolutely. We did, and just in case anyone did miss the big announcement this morning, we announced that we do have our morning show personalities all lined up, ready to go. And of course, Emily was not going anywhere, and I was just the interim morning show host, and I will be on Mornings with Emily going forward. That is our new plan. So I am officially the morning show host. I know, scary, right?
No, that was supposed to be a cheering noise. It didn't do very well. But yeah, no, we're all so excited about that. And again, if you're just tuning in, Dave, who I like to refer to as Super Dave, is going to be my co-host for the morning show on 99.7 Max FM moving forward. So thanks all for all your listening and all your support so far. And we look so forward to all the fun things that we get to do on this station and, you know, alongside all you listeners and all the other great people at Civic Media. So great news. Couldn't be a better way to start the day, Dave.
Yes, it is. And we wanted to wait until all the other stuff that was going on was over. And again, we will do official announcements and all that stuff, but you and I want to get the word out now so people knew what was going on. And so that was important to you and I to get that word out. We've known officially since last Thursday, and we will get the official word out to everyone. You and I got to get some pictures taken, all of that stuff. So there's a lot of things to come. So we're excited. And it's something that is near and dear to both of our hearts. We get to be part of this community. We love our listeners. And so thank you to everyone that's listening this morning. Thank you to everyone that's texted in for the contest, your well wishes, everything this morning. It has meant so much to us. And, you know, keep the text line handy in the Free Civic Media app ready to roll, because we're going to be doing our Christmas card, and that's going to be a lot of fun. You'll get to see Emily and I on that Christmas card. That's the only hint that you get. We'll need your address to send you that Christmas card, so we'll start working on all that next week. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we should do a few calendar day items, and it's some great ones on here, and there's so many
really
of them.
Really good ones. I'm going to start with the serious one, National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day. So that is, you know, a specific and most times fatal form of cancer that many dogs get. It doesn't really matter their age necessarily. It's a hard one to work with. You know, in our family, we did lose a pet from this. Fortunately for us, we had had him for 15 and a half years. So, you know, it happened to him later in his life, but just be aware, you know, reach out to folks who you know who you've, you know, had lost a pet to this, and, you know, always support your humane societies in your counties out there. Sauk County Humane Society, every Monday we get to do their pets of the week and we love them. So just, you know, give your doggy a hug today, because, you know, a lot of us have gone through this with our pets, and it's just, it's heartbreaking. So there's some research out there. There's some things, but yeah, just keep an eye on your dog's health. Maybe, you know, get them into that vet if you're behind like some of us, and and just, you know, give your dog a hug day. That's what I'm going to say about that.
Yes.
So, yeah. Onto a lighter note, though. Yeah, they're kind of part of the show. Onto a lighter note, though, there's two. You know how I like to tie things in on these calendar days. I'm just going to tie these two things in, which I'm super excited about, because International Stout Day. So Stout, one of the dogs on the show, legit, has a day for him / for Stout Beer, which is, I'm pretty sure, why he's named that. I don't actually know that, but that's my educated guess, knowing him, knowing Dave. So
yes.
International Stout Day, stouts have become some of the most beloved beers in many nations. I agree. I love a good stout. The nice thing about them is you can just, like, have the one, and, like, it's really filling, but, like, it's also, like, really amazing on your palate, and it's kind of like having a meal, but it's got all these different hues and flavors in it. And sometimes you'll find a chocolate stout, and that ties it into National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day, because I'm gonna say those two things, just in the pictures I'm looking at, like, my mouth is watering. Like, bittersweet chocolate with a glass of stout, just saying.
Delicious.
So if you have the inclination to have a little thirsty Thursday and add some chocolate, today's the day, man. Stout and chocolate, go for it.
I was involved in a brewery back in the day. That was something I helped out doing a few years ago now. And they had a peanut butter stout. And, oh, my goodness, one of the best things ever. Seth, if you're listening, don't forget about the peanut butter stout. I hope Seth is listening this morning. Not to call anybody out, but peanut butter stout.
I think I know who you're talking
stuff.
About, maybe. I don't know. He's about to be starting a meeting. So if he's listening, he better turn off the radio and get that meeting started, because it's important stuff to be talking about if it's the Seth that I think you're talking about. Probably.
It is. Yep. It's also National Project Management Day, so there's no project too big or too small. And we appreciate all of our project managers. It's also National Notary Public Day. We thank all of our notaries for what they do. And National Cashback Day, you know, it's one of those things where you get, like, getting a little bit of cash back as well. And one of the more important ones, National Cancer Awareness Day. So definitely think about that. And then of my favorite on the list, besides International Stout Day, it is Hug a Bear Day today.
So if you have a stuffy that's a bear, don't hug a real bear. They don't like that.
No.
So find yourself a teddy bear stuffy, or, you know, think about it, or go visit Build-A-Bear or whatever. You know, just find a way to appreciate hugging a bear. Because I have to say, there's something about even us grownups having a stuffy and giving it a little hug and taking that moment. It's really nice. It's really nice. So that's kind of the de-stress kind of theme we got going on. So yeah, find yourself a fuzzy bear to snuggle up with today, and just give yourself a moment, because it's Hug a Bear Day, which is just fun. I mean, maybe you could, like, bring the bear to have the beer the stout while you have your
there
chocolate
you go.
And all
I
in
like
one.
Where you're headed.
You can check all those boxes, man. I mean, that's why these days are fun, because you get to just like the ones that are like National Donut Day and stuff like that. I mean, kids are always just like, oh, so we get to have donuts done. You know, like it's just a
right.
thing because it's National Donut Day. So that's not today. Today is beer and chocolate. So go get it.
Go out and enjoy it. And we do hope that everyone enjoys your day. Again, I will be following up with our winners after our promotions crew gets looking through our text list today. We will pick two winners. It's going to be hard. There's a lot of people that texted in for our contest. So thank you to each and every one of you that texted in for your chance to win Mannheim Steamroller tickets. Again, thank you to everyone that texted in for the well wishes this morning. I am honored. I'm speechless. I'm just, it's not about me. Just happy to be here. Look forward to being here with Emily as well. And again, if you want to meet Emily and I, November 22nd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be at Back Row Baraboo Motors. We'll have some more information about that coming out next week. We'll have some more information on our social media pages about that as well. So, Emily, thank you for being here for this momentous occasion.
Yeah, super positive announcements today. What a great day. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for having me. And most importantly, thank you to all the listeners for being here with us in the morning. We appreciate you.
We appreciate each and every one of our listeners. Emily and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, so we look forward to that. Emily,